Good evening.
Good evening, Marcus.
Just you, Martha?
I think so.
And let's give it a few minutes.
Okay.
I know.
Good evening.
Good evening.
We are starting with Pasuk 134 in section 15. And I'll start with Elishem Yehud.
I'm going to have to mute for just a minute, and I'll be right back. I'll still have you on, and then I'll unmute when I get back. You can go ahead.
Okay.
I've got the phone in my hand. I've got the phone in my hand, so I hear the look.
No problem. Elishem Yehud, Kud Shabri Hu Ishkinte, Bid Hiluur Himu, Hiluur Himu. Leachda l'shem yudhei b'vavhei v'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'yehino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kononeihu Tachatei b'David ma'oka hawa Kam befal gut leilya v'itema tahawa yatev o shakev v'arseya v'ahawa amar shirin v'tush v'chan laila imadikiv tatsot laila lakum Leho dot leha akum vadai ba'amida vid aska beshirin vetush bechan deoraita. The translation. Come and see. King David used to wake up at midnight. And if you might say that he sat or lay down on his bed while reciting these songs and praises, it is not so. Rather, it is as written, at midnight I will rise to give thanks to you. I will rise definitely means he stood upright as he was occupied with the songs and the praises of Torah. My commentary is the verse is clear as written. Questions, comments, thoughts.
No, I feel it's clear. I mean, it's in Torah as well as for the many years of doing Tikkun Hazot from the Bereshit book. You know, they go into details about explaining how the harp would wake him up and he would get up and in praises on, you know, to break the dawn.
Correct.
I'm sure there's other things in there, too.
There is.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking, though, today, I think it was yesterday, or sometime soon, not too far ago, that when we praise Hashem, our spiritual garments gain a fragrance. They could smell good.
They do. They do. It's part of the energy that comes from that we draw down, and it lasts within the smelling good of the garment.
And I suppose the midnight with the time changing to a more positive energy.
Correct. That's why it's at midnight that he gets up. That's why the chimes would ring at midnight. Prior to that, there were strict judgments, so there was no soft sound available. But then the wind would pick up and the soft sounds would come.
In Jerusalem, you'd notice around 3 o'clock in the afternoon, it was like a breeze would set in. And I don't think I paid attention to midnight while I was there. But I certainly did notice the afternoon.
Well, it's harsh judgment until the breeze in that situation is indicating that there's a beginning of mercy coming into the world.
Okay.
Verse 135, actually it's not mercy coming into the world, it's soft judgment that comes in at first.
Okay.
That's what the breeze represents.
Okay, soft judgment. That makes sense, correct. You know, because it's not time yet for mercy.
Correct.
Okay.
That's why the sun is going down.
Right.
Ugin kach David malka chai le'almin va'afilu be'yome malka mishicha ihu malka v'hatavantanan malka mishicha imin v'ayayo David Shemaya Beamin Metayo David Shemaya the Ehu Awa Ear Besafra Adla Yete Ikivora Kivodi Ura Kanevel Vakinor Aira Shahar. The translation, and because of to do this, because he delved to the songs and praises of Torah, King David lives on forever. During the days of the King Mashiach, he still remains the king. For we have learned that if Mashiach comes, if Mashiach shall be from among the living, David will be his name. And if he shall be from among the resurrected souls of the deceased, David shall be his name. And he shall arouse the dawn before he arrives. It is written, awake my glory, party. Awake my glory, awake the harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. Because he always arose to study Torah before the break of dawn. My commentary. Know that that David is only one of the names of Mashiach. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, I think that the dawn is a code word for the resurrection.
Yes, the dawn is a code word for the resurrection. It's a code word for changing your frame of reference.
Right. Okay. I remember several years back. Oh, gosh, I think his name was it Joseph Galilee, or was also a name for Mashiach? I know that means Joseph Galilean, but...
Joseph is a name for Mashiach ben Ephraim.
Right, okay. Is Branch another name?
I have not heard that.
Okay.
Did you say ranch or branch?
I'm sorry, I interrupted you, so I missed what you said.
I asked if you said branch with a B or ranch with an R.
No, B, B-R-A-N-C-H.
Well, Mashiach is not going to have an English name. I mean, they may have an English name, but the people will call him the Anointed One. They will call him Mashiach. So you really have to know what is the meaning of the word branch in Hebrew.
Right. Or even see what it is. Okay. I'm trying to think of another name that... in our tradition, isn't Mashiach going to be a combination of the souls of David and Moshe?
What's being expressed in this verse is that when Mashiach comes, he's going to be called by the appropriate name, because he will be a reincarnation of King David. Just as King Solomon is a spark of King David. And this idea of Joseph being a name, because Ephraim comes from Joseph. So whatever happened to the fathers that's written about in the stories of the Torah and in the deeper levels of the Torah, whatever happens to the fathers happens to the children. But the issue is not what people call somebody when they're born, and then as they grow, they become David or they become Joseph. As they grow, they will take on these different attributes, because the souls of King David will enter as a Ibur. The Mashiach will be a very complex human being. Just as King David had to go to war, the Mashiach will have to go to war, but it doesn't have to be the physical fighting war. But the person is born struggling against his Yetzer Hara, his evil inclination. And that's what the energy of Mashiach will overcome. If there are no other questions, go ahead, Malka.
You said the Mashiach will overcome. Is that overcome as in each individual pertaining to us, or overcome as in the spiritual fight negative system?
The answer to that question is yes.
So he will be fighting for the righteous souls.
He will be bringing the energy of righteousness, and those who are capable of becoming righteous in that lifetime will make that growth, will grow into that righteousness. Those who will not, God forbid, will pass away and wait for the next 7,000-year period.
Okay. We will eventually all be resurrected into the...
Correct.
Bringing all the sparks back into Adam, basically. It just might take many, many generations for that to happen. But as the creative being, that Hashem created all beings, all of that will come back into the. Okay. So it's up to an individual as to how long they need to wait.
No one has to wait. People have work to do. It's not a question of waiting until something happens. It's you do your work to draw the light that reveals what other people need to do for themselves. And ultimately, after the light we draw by changing ourselves, that light will cause other people to change. And that's how Mashiach will manifest. That's how both of the Mashiachs will manifest. That will be how all three of the Mashiachs will manifest.
That would be King David, Yosef, and what was the third one, Moshe said?
No, the third one is the high priest, Aaron.
High priest, that's right. Okay. All right, the systems, okay.
Do you think the name of the high priest would be related to whoever was the high priest, or would it be Aaron?
It will be Aaron, because Aaron, the soul of Aaron will enter the person who's one of his descendants, that it will enter him as an Ibor, just like David will enter the Mashiach ben David, and Joseph will enter the Mashiach ben Yosef.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I've been studying the high priest on Yom Kippur, so that's why I asked that question.
The government of Israel is three components. Just
right.
As in the United States, the forefathers in the United States took on the three components. The self-regulating system. There is one for. There's a Mashiach for the spiritual level. There's a Mashiach for the physical level. And there's a Mashiach for the judgments.
Mm-hmm.
And the three columns are always represented and need to come together. Now, on a practical level, that means political,
mm-hmm.
spiritual, and practical. Mashiach ben Joseph is the political. Mashiach ben David is the practical. Mashiach ben Aaron is the spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
Only in the time of Moses were all three represented by one physical human being, and that was Moshe.
A week or so ago, I read an article that from Israel that they were saying that Yahu was Ben Yosef.
Who was Ben Yosef?
Netanyahu. And that would go along with the idea of a political figure.
And lately they've been writing that other people in the world represent the reincarnations from the different aspects of the negative people over throughout history. So that's always been the method of people trying to calculate when will Mashiach come and who will be the Mashiach. And we're going to see this Sunday, we're going to be going into chapter 6 and 7, probably just 6. But as we get into that chapter, we're going to see how history plays out and how all of these three developments, the right, left, and central, come together.
Is that in the book of Daniel, back on Mashiach Sunday?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So, is it any particular order? Will the Mashiach be Yosef or Aaron or King or David? Is that going to be in a particular order? Does Joseph have to happen? I don't think so. We don't have to have war.
So it doesn't have to be in a fixed order. It doesn't have to be Joseph that way.
Right.
We just have to wait and see.
So any one of them could appear at any given time. I mean, it depends on correction.
That's correct.
Didn't we see Elijah first? Didn't he appear first?
Yes, but Elijah represents Aaron.
Okay. I don't think I've ever...
Elijah is a reincarnation of Pinchas.
Yes, I knew that.
He's the son of Aaron.
Right.
Well, that's true, yeah. We look for someone dressed differently than we dress, for sure.
Well, I don't know about dressing as in clothing, but they'll be behaving differently than we behave.
I think because the clothing was so important in recognizing him.
That is the belief of the Temple Institute. That's why they've recreated the temple, the clothing. But
the only thing is,
it could also come directly from heaven, that the clothing of the high priest will be the mitzvot that the various souls committed in their lifetime. That there won't be this practical matter the way the Temple Institute perceives it. I'm not saying they're wrong. You have to be open to different understandings, in my opinion.
When we went for conversion to New York, and I think I shared that story with you somewhere along the way, and we would have to go from Borough Park and travel on the subway, and every day, it didn't matter what time, we never left our family home we were staying with at the same time each day, and we never went back at the same time each day. And yet here was this male figure that was always on the subway, and I try not to look at him. But at the very end, when we were getting ready to go to the airport, and he wasn't there, I looked, I couldn't see him. When I stepped off the subway onto the cement section, you know, that leads you to the stairways up to the street level, and there he was, and he said Shalom Aleichem to me. And I've never forgotten, and he was dressed in clothes that look like Texan.
A Understood.
So he wasn't dressed like everybody else in New York. You know, you saw a lot of black suits, you saw a lot of regular suits, you saw a lot of, you know, but there he was looking like a Texan. And there was no way he would know what time he would leave our host family and what time we'd get back. And that went on for 3 straight days. I've never thought of it. And then he spoke directly to me and said, "Shalom aleichem." I was stepping off. He was on outside the way that time when we got up.
I'm surprised he said that he spoke to you at all. I could understand if he was speaking to Turk.
My jaw just dropped. And it was along after that I learned that, you know, the response greeting was aleichem shalom. It's just the opposite.
Right.
But, and then I found in a children's book not long after that was the greeting of Mashiach as well as it was in a book of that. But children's stories, you know, it was teaching in a school. But anyway, I kind of will look for someone dressed differently. That doesn't mean it, you know, you have to. And I'll keep yours in mind because it can be the other way around, too.
Yes, it can. All right. We're out of time. And we finished Section 15 tonight. So on Monday, we will start with Section 16. Tomorrow morning, 7 o'clock West Coast time, we will continue our study of Psalm 45. Shalom to all. Shabbat shalom.
Shalom.
And our class is tonight at 7 o'clock is a Zohar class. Shalom. Shalom to all.
Shalom.